set and a half.
And a lot of them was wanting in, which the government was encouraging them to get in.
Mm-hmm. What in the world have these synthetic fibers done to the price of wool? Have they driven
it? No, they hurt it some. They sure have. When I was a kid, I had a few sheep, and I got a lot better price for wool then than I do now.
Uh-huh.
Same kind of wool.
I know. I like synthetic fibers, but I like them with wool. I don't like them alone. And I don't like many of them in my woolen suit either.
No, you take anything that's just straight wool, it's too high a price. And this other stuff is so much cheaper that the man will just stay away from the wool.
Yeah.
And get another price.
I discovered, though, that I may buy two suits out of the cheaper stuff.
You're right there. Uh-huh. You sure are.
And I'm paying twice for the tailoring.
Then I reckon they surely are importing a lot of wool that you import everything else.
Yeah, I've been following this common market thing, trying to figure out what's going to happen, and it baffles me. Talking about lowering the duty on cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is rather exciting.
Yeah.
But shoot, if you lower the duty on a Volkswagen, they'll cut it maybe $10.
Yeah. Oh, you look like a farmer's in for a hard old road. It's like he's going to be put well controlled by the government in every way you go. In any enterprise.
I think this common market thing is supposed to help the farmer, isn't it?
Yeah.
An outlet for our
if they don't shove the little one out, that's what
feel
like it could do.
That's happened quite a bit.
There's no future for a young man getting out of school to go back to the farm at all.
Uh-huh.
In fact, he just can't make a living.
Unless his dad's got
that's right. He got to be inherited or handed down to him.
Mm-hmm.
He got to get a lease there and buy because he can't get a hold of a big enough job to make a living on it.
That's happened in around, I don't know how it is around here, but around Stillwater, a lot of the real estate men bought up farms that were on soil bank.
I think you'll find that all over the country, pretty well.
This is. It's rather sickening because you get a young fellow who wants a farm,
mm-hmm.
he just can't afford
it. No, you can't do it. You take your machinery and buy it in, major cost there. The land's too high.
Yeah. Kid has to go to business school to run a farm.
Yeah. I know our land's high around here, but it's not near high as it is in your better farming places.
Well, I bet some of that good Illinois ground is expensive.
I bet.
Yeah.
Of course, there you are again, see? You don't take so many acres up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Poke it in and stand back.
Yeah.
When you were a boy, did they have fences, wooden fences, with wooden slats stuck out, space between another slat, space another slat?
Some.
What did you call those fences?
Picket fence.
And what did you call the slats?
Well, if you call them lads, I don't think that would be right.
I never had any of those that I could take a stick and run down. I always wanted one. What do you make your fences out of now around here?
You mean a regular get cattle fence or a yard fence? Or
cattle fence.
Yeah, mostly locust posts and barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. How do you get the wire to stay to the post?
Staples.
Uh-huh. You put these on with what?
You mean put the staples on?
Uh-huh.
Drive them with a hammer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does this locust post ever spit out the staple?
Yeah.
A locust is pretty sturdy, isn't it?
That's a good post, yeah. You can rate about